Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
Thank you. Good afternoon, TNT. Super Fantastic Fan. Today is Friday, October 19, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Wren 98 here, along with...
Okay, good afternoon, TNT. All right, it is Friday. About to be the weekend. We can get our party on, enjoy our family, and brush up on our plan. All right? Ray, we got anything to talk about? Any blast, anything
Let's
before
see.
We get started?
Where did we leave off? We didn't do a Wednesday call, so we had some Tuesday updates. And do we want to just go back and bring everybody into the end of the week or just let
yep.
that stuff go now?
Yep.
All right. So
no, let's see what it was.
From Tuesday updates that we were going to be discussing on Wednesday, Iraqi news reports that Prime Minister Mahdi will announce his complete cabinet on Thursday or Saturday. And we also shared that bankers were meeting later that day to discuss release details and the expected date of the RV from information we were receiving. We also reported later that Iraqi news reports that Mahdi will present his cabinet choices on Saturday instead of Thursday, and then Parliament will hold a special session on Sunday for voting. My, look at the changes from Tuesday to what we're going to share today.
That's right. And as we see, things change every day. They continue to change. So, guys, what you got to know is the bank did have meetings, which we're going to discuss, and they made some decisions, made some plans, but it was based on plans that Iraq was making and what they were saying they were going to do. So we went from Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday of seeing a new government to being voted on to Sunday. We went to Tuesday, and now we're all the way back at Wednesday again, before they say they're going to announce the new government and the ministerial positions. So, we thought they were going to do it sooner rather than later, but we're right back to that original date where they were at. Even though Mighty Cities have half of his people already selected and he wanted to submit their names, and it was a few more that he had to go through, we're still waiting for that to happen. So the banks had meetings on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What's today? Oh, today is Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, they had meetings. Yeah. They had meetings last night. Yeah, there we go. All right. They had some regional meetings. Well, one bank did, and then another bank had larger meetings. They were, in fact, putting out time frames to look for this. As soon as tomorrow or the weekend, if you don't see anything then, you should see it by Monday. But all this, I think, was based on Mahdi doing what he was supposed to do on Saturday. So now, they're finalizing locations and regions and doing all that. I actually had someone go to an exchange center and talked to some people, and they were there and working, and insane before the end of the month, because that's not what everybody was saying, before the end of the month. We're getting geared up before the end, not the exact day, but before the end of the month. So we're hyped to get them. Depends on if they do what they're supposed to do on the 24th. Now, my guy in Iraq, so I'm just telling you guys this, and government guy, I'm just going to not say what department, but it's a three-letter department. It's not the FBI. Says it was once again finalized the procedure and the order that it will happen. And it all begins with Mahdi submitting his government and them voting. Now, he said when that happens, then you'll know you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Okay, so he gave me a time frame that I'm not going to say. But he said, as soon as that happens, you will see it. I know that wasn't fair, but I don't want everybody waiting for an hour after the announcement or 3 hours after the announcement or a day after. But he said, as soon as that happens, it's agreed that we will see what we're waiting for. That's what he said over there. I think that's what the banks were preparing for, because earlier in the week, this was all supposed to happen on Saturday. And they were gearing up for this weekend and Monday. So it would be right after it happens. So again, it's up to Iraq if they do something tomorrow or if they actually wait till next Wednesday. Because who knows what they're going to do? Because every day has been put out there. And they're still supposed to do something tomorrow. We just don't know what it is. But we know between Saturday and Wednesday, it should be done. If they vote like they're supposed to vote, that part will be over. We're next in line. We know their goal is to get it done before the 1st of November, or by the end of the month is what I'm hearing. They want to have it completed. So that's all we can really work with, I guess. Did I forget anything, Ray?
Okay, sounds good to me. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, nothing that you can't say. I didn't forget anything.
All right, guys, I sent you the link to the community projects. They wanted to at least get $500 billion from investors and citizens. So go ahead and take a look at that. Click on the link. It shows you what's going to be required and how it's supposed to work. So I wanted to make sure you had that today. He put out another article, Treasury Department did. I was actually going to talk to you guys about on Wednesday. We didn't get to that. Showed the people who they had caught, banks they had caught, siphoning money off to Iran. And there was a whole other article from the Treasury Department explaining exactly who it was and that it had occurred that day. Did that have anything to do with delaying? I don't know if it did or not, but I know they had planned on doing something on Wednesday, and it was switched to Saturday, and now I had always wondered, every time a new article comes out and the day moved, why were they moving it like that from one day to the next day, next day, and they were trying to make sure the system was ready because it's supposed to happen right after. What? That was supposed to happen until right after, so I don't know. Oh, okay. Sorry, you guys. But Ray's sending me secret memos. He gets mad when I tell you all that. It's all right. It's all right. Okay, good news. That's good news, though. So, again, they are I'll tell you what it was. It was just confirmation of what I was telling you guys in the beginning. Somebody said that news wasn't supposed to be on the street yet. So you guys got it before everybody else did. But it will be out there. All right. Okay, Ray, so what's next? Hey, guys, we're doing a real short call, just so you guys know. So this call's going to be an hour. So we're just getting in. I want you guys to have the information going into the weekend. And I know there's some other people out there. I started to call them jackasses. There's probably only one that flip-flops back and forth and everything, even though I'm the king of flip-flops, I think, is what I was told. But this month has been really, it's here, it's not here, it's by the end of the month, it's not by the end of the month. It's 2019. Now it's going to happen right now. I have no clue. But we've been straight across the board. Banks are ready to go, gearing up. They had a date. They have another date. And it continues. It's not back and forth. I've never said it's going to be 2019 because I don't believe it is. I say it's going to be this month because I know they're trying to do something before the sanctions kick in Iran and everything else changes. Now, that would make sense. Even though when the sanctions kick in Iran and we see it, the price of oil is going up, the exchange rate is going up. And that's one thing you guys might think about. If you're really not in a hurry, if you really don't want that contract rate, if you really want to watch Forex, the closer we get to November the 4th, 1st, and the sanctions kicking in, the higher you're going to see the price of oil. After that, it's definitely going to go up when it kicks in, which means what? The exchange rate will automatically go up because it's tied with that. Even though it's going to be in the SDR, the price of oil will affect the rate. I guarantee you that. Okay, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Rev Nagimoto, I guess I pronounced that right, or Nagimoto. Anyway, not that long ago, Tony said that the banks had been sent a butt ton of money in expectation of our arrival. On Monday, he said they hadn't, which is correct. To boatload of money, I'm going to change butt ton to boatload entirely. Boatload of butt ton of money.
Well, wow. Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. This isn't the first time that has happened. I mean, it's happened years ago. It's happened months ago that they actually sent out. But it was scheduled for Saturday morning, last Saturday, and it wasn't delivered. Nobody got it. Nobody even got it on Monday. But it was scheduled to go, and they were made aware of delivery, so it didn't happen. So we knew the RV wasn't going to go because they didn't get the money, because that's what it was for, so that they could have enough money in the locations to get people to walk out with cash who wanted to walk out with that $7,000 or $15,000. So, no, it was not delivered. I have not heard about a new schedule. I do not know if it's going to be delivered tomorrow morning. I'm sure I might hear about it later in the day if it is, though. All right, what's next?
Okay, W. Frick. This may seem like an odd question, but can you explain where the fact that there will be an 800 number came from? Is this unique to TNT? I ask because it seems very few other sites talk about it.
We got it from, can you hear me?
Oh. Yes, go ahead.
We got it from our exchange locations when they were going through the training. It was the information that the banks put out, and their training told them this is how it would work. So that's where we got it from. We got the fact that we would get it, and I got that years ago from my guy at the Treasury Department and some senior VPs at bank meetings that were on phone calls, bank meetings that we were specifically mentioned in, and they named the five sites that were supposed to be, and it was five sites that they were going to give the 800 numbers and put them out at. So that's how we first learned about it, and then it was explained to us how it would work so we could explain it to you. So nobody wasn't curious. And our committee member, I don't want to forget him because he's listening in on the phone right now. So I'll give his credit. Okay.
All right. True forever. Good afternoon, Ray and Tony. I don't have a question, but I celebrated a birthday October 15th and 16th. Wow, she had two birthdays back to back. Anyway. Couldn't get in on open mic for the birthday song. May I get a happy belated birthday from both of you? True forever. True forever. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday, true forever. Happy birthday to you.
Now that was for the 15th. So I'm just going to say have a happy, happy birthday for the 16th. So, there you go. You did that. I mean, if you got a birthday for 2 days, okay.
All right. Lady Jan says, Does the world have to wait for Iraq to RIRV before the rest of the world's currencies? RV, please explain.
So, Lady J, I probably explained this 100 times or more over the last 10 years, which I'm sure I have. The IQD, Iraq dinar, is the foundation for the GCR. As the foundation, it's like any house, building, anything else. Nothing else can take place until your foundation is in place. Now, I'd have to go back through the whole history of this, where all these countries forgave their debt to Iraq in exchange for dinar, in exchange for what's about to come, and they decided to use this to do what was set up with the, what treaty was it? I keep forgetting the treaty. Anyway.
Paris? Was it the Paris Treaty?
Not the Paris. No, not the Paris Treaty. Anyway. Where the GCR was supposed to take place. They've been trying to plan on this thing for like 40 years.
Bretton Woods.
Yeah,
going back
Bretton
that
Woods.
Far.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But they had to have some point in time where they could actually do it. And this is what they decided to do, was use the dinar as a foundation to do all the other countries and make this thing happen. That's it. That's why everybody else is sitting back waiting. It doesn't happen until the dinar, RIs, RVs, changes rate, show up on Forex, however you want to put it. Till that foundation is built, it doesn't happen.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. GLE Mast, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, says, when the 800 numbers come out, are you going to put them... Wait a minute. Put them on a tweet, or do we need to go to the site for them and any other info? I am planning on asking for the contract rates.
Depends on how it comes to us, you know, because we have some suggestions on how to do it. Or if they put up their own site, which would be better because of the traffic, and we could just put a link in and refer people to their site. We could tweet it out and refer people to their site. So you can go directly to them, see what the 800 numbers are, see what the information is, do everything. Instead of everybody trying to come to our site, getting our site shut down because, you know, too much traffic or slowed down and everybody's waiting, that would make more sense. Now, we have suggested that to them. It has been passed on, I know for a fact, that that would be the best way to do it and get it out without causing any confusion. But if not, I mean, we're going to put it on our site. We'll put the numbers, any information we can. We'll send out the tweet to either go there and look if that's the way we have to do it. And that's where to be posted. And we'll have some calls afterward to explain anything that needs to be explained to you. Okay?
Okay. One second, I'm getting distracted. SJT 1950 says, did you ever find out why the U.S. shut down the RV last week?
I see that other link that I didn't send you guys explaining what happened on Wednesday was a good reason. And I didn't send it to you because I sent you the first one, and I thought some other people might look at it and say, oh, that's the same thing again, because it was direct from the Treasury Department. I was going to send it last Wednesday, but, of course, you know, we didn't do a call because we have some personal stuff. So I can still send it after the call, though, if you guys just want to see it, see who it was, what kind of operation it was. The Treasury did put out a statement about it. So I'll do that. I'll put it out after the call because now everybody will know it's separate from what I already did. Okay?
Okay. Jim in KC says, I'm sure people have accumulated hundreds of notes. There's no way for an exchanger to be able to inspect and verify every note by hand in front of you. Based on the 30 to 40 minute per person exchange deal, and most banks denying having De La Rue machines, the question, how will you handle the on-site verification if they don't do it by machine?
Okay. So most of you probably won't have enough that they can look at the book, look on the computer screen, see if it's on there, and they quit. Can go through all seven things right quick and first see if they accept it. Then they'll put it in the plastic bag like they do with a label on it, all that, seal it in front of you, give you credit for it, and say they're going to send it for verification. Again, there's been no problem. You'll have credit. You'll have your 10%. So they'll go send it out for verification, and then they'll give you authorization for the rest of the 90%. So they will go through it. Now, you wear large amounts. You're going to tell them how much you have. They're going to know to expect you. There's going to be a Delarue machine when you go do yours, and it's going to take 2 seconds because they just take it right over, put it through the machine, it counts it out. If anything's phony, it spit it out, or actually it doesn't spit it out. The count stops is what happens. It'll stop in the middle of the count, and they'll know that bill is fake or whatever it is, and then it continues. So they got it worked out, guys. You're going to be all right. No sense in being scared unless, and I don't know if I told you guys this on the last call or not. I had a guy just went to the bank last week to get his currency verified, and they told him his currency was fake for two reasons. They looked at it and said they all have the same serial number on them. How they know, I don't know. Because I'm looking at mine and thinking they all look the same. But they're not. And I did see it. There's one little thing different, something which makes it a number. But they told him that was his issue, along with they all had Saddam Hussein's face on them. And I said, what? You tell me you done had it all this time? And you're not paying no attention to know that that's fake enough. I mean, it is outdated. It's old. And he was hot about that, too.
Wow.
So, fortunate for him, it wasn't go day because he spent, you know, this week, last couple of days, buying some new dinar. But it doesn't make any sense to wait until the last moment to check your money, guys. And you can go online yourself and look and see if your currency is real. And look at the seven things on here to see if it matches your currency so you'll know it's real. And if you don't want to do that, walk into the bank and have them verify it for you. All right, what's next?
That's it for the board calls. Now we can talk to some live individuals. First one, 951 area code.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
How would hey, Tony, there's like two schools of thought that I was thinking about if this thing does pop, okay? One school of thought would be that they go ahead and change the in-country rate maybe for a week or two, and then after that go adjust for inflation and then go international, or just go international right off the bat. Do you think it's going to be the latter, that when this thing goes, they're just going to flip it and they're going to move on? They're not going to have this delay of one week or whatever. They'll just flip the switch and go. What is your take on that?
Okay, originally they wanted the first 72 hours to do, you know, in country and then go. Well, my understanding now is it's going to go. And they're going to go everywhere at the same time. Yep. They're explaining it to their people. They're letting them know how it's going to work in country. And it doesn't matter to us. We're just going to get the international rate because they've done everything else. So.
Okay. And then in how long will the timetable be to redeem your ZIM? Is it going to be a month or 6 months or 2 years? From your understanding, what's the latest that you hear from on that?
I don't have an understanding. Nobody ever told me you better get in there in 10 days or do your ZIM or 90 days or any kind of limit. I know there's somebody putting out you only have 30 days, but I've never heard that. So when it happens, okay, we'll ask the question, And if there is something like that, then we'll put it out there. If the bank said they're only accepting these for the next 30 days, we'll definitely do a call and let everybody know. Or I'll tweet it out. They're only accepting the Zim to this date. All right?
Okay. That sounds good. And then also, so it really looks like by the end of the month, that's kind of what I'm thinking. If he has now, the other question I had for you is, let's say they have the voting on the 24th or whatever, and I think it's going to pass. Okay, don't get me wrong. But if it doesn't pass, then he has one more chance to list some more ministers. That's the procedure, correct?
That's my understanding. Yeah, if it doesn't pass, he has one more chance, and then they put a new guy up there, and the new guy has 15 days to do it. But I suspect with everything going that it will, in fact, pass. They might argue over some of them, but they'll switch them. But everything they're trying to do, I think it's going to pass on Wednesday or before.
Correct.
I think.
I agree with you totally. Tony, I think you're absolutely right on that. And then after that, they'll probably go ahead and flip the switch, and we're going to the banks then. So, very good. Well, thank you very much for the information, guys. Have a great weekend. I'll let the next caller come in, and you guys have a good one. Thanks a lot now.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thanks.
610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, good afternoon,
Tony. How are you guys doing today?
I am fantastic.
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
To the nth degree.
All right. I'm doing super fantastic. It's another dynamite day here in the USA. And ladies and gentlemen of the currency community, if we all want these calls to continue to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. And you can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And Ray and Tony, thank you again for all that you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available to us post-RV. Thank you to the committee member who keeps us informed. Thank you to the congressmen and congresswomen who have kept us in this RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
So, let me ask you a question. So,
okay.
Now, since we thanking congressmen, we got to vote for them.
Well, we have an election coming up November the 6th. So, yes, we do have to get out there and vote. It's very important. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I do believe in voting, though. Yes.
All right,
yes,
good.
Sir.
All very right. good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now. Bye-bye. Let's see. 281 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. How are you all doing?
I'm doing super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
All righty. And I'm just doing great and blessed.
I'm glad to hear
great.
That.
Great.
All right. Well, it's good to hear both of your voices on today. Condolences go out to you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. When you put it out, I just was like, okay, it's time to pray for peace and comfort, because you just never know how, you know, it affects people. My question is, the article that was, well, the tweet that was put out today, is that's not pertaining to the Humana Project. That's something different, right?
That's not Humanitarian Project. Well, I mean, I don't know, you can look at the project. I told you guys that there was going to be some IMF projects that would be done, humanitarian projects, and there were going to be some local projects that were going to be available to you when you go do your exchanges, or when you get your wealth manager, say, these are what I'm looking for. So those projects that you looked at, you guys clicked on the link.
Right.
It said they have projects in every state in low-income areas. So that's something you're going to look at. Look at your particular state, how to whittle it down, and this is what I'm looking for. But it gives you the guidelines, and again, it tells you who to contact if you're interested in doing those projects. That's why I sent that out there, to give you guys kind of a head start to start looking through some of them, knowing what you want to do.
Okay, okay. That's good. Yeah, because I went on it, clicked on it, and read it. Do you believe that this time when Iraq say they're ready, do you believe, in your opinion, that Washington's going to want to stop it this time?
I believe, first of all, that Iraq has always been ready, because they don't live by the same criteria we do. If you say you can go, they can go. They don't care about all the rest. And they're only doing it because they're required to do it. So they always are ready. When they say, we're ready, let's go. You know, it's us always holding them back for various reasons and things, protections that we want to see put in place. Now, do I believe Washington is ready? I think they are, based on the text that we're even getting while we're on the phone call here. It all says we're ready to go with what they're putting out, and even what I guess I was supposed to put out what I put out yet. So I put it out a little early. But anyway, it all suggests that they're ready to go. What I got from my guy over there is they're ready to go tomorrow, because he actually said Saturday, this is what's going to happen when they go in and vote, blah, 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 and this is how it's going to work. But then they changed Saturday to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday. So, and actually, I'm going to get an update on that tomorrow, because if it doesn't go through, I'll know tomorrow what literally which day they're actually going to do it on, and if any procedural changes have taken place. So, yes, I believe Washington is going to let it go. And I'll send you guys that link, and you'll see that's what they were doing last Wednesday. It was something with the banking system, some people, and I think because that happened on Wednesday, we didn't see Saturday or anything else, but we could see it real quick.
Okay. Very good, very good. Well, appreciate the information. And thank you all once again for getting us on the line and updating us on what you all know. And have a great and prosperous weekend. Hoping and praying we all be prosperous this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be this weekend, so I can tell you guys that. But it will be close. Okay.
But they could possibly feel real good this weekend.
They could. I mean, they can't shock the world and do it on Saturday. So I guess I shouldn't have said it won't be, but there is a schedule. All right, good.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day.
You all too.
Okay, bye-bye. 754, you are on.
Hi, good afternoon, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Thanks for taking my call. And my condolences to both of you also. And I promise, Tony, this time I won't. You're welcome. I promise this time I won't ask the hard questions.
Okay.
One of the questions I wanted to ask, and this goes back to when Kuwait was doing this, they had made their announcement that they weren't going to ever RV. People destroyed their currencies, and then the next day they went ahead and RV'd. Do you think that this country or Iraq is trying to lessen the amount of people that are involved in this because it has taken so long and the original plan was not for as many people to be in it as they're in it now, that we keep getting the delay so people get more and more disgusted?
Okay. That was a great question. It wasn't a hard question, but it was a great question. And why Kuwait did what they did versus Iraq doing what they're doing. Okay? So Kuwait pays all of their people. They get a check every month, $5,000 a month. Okay? So they don't work. Their workforce is imported. You understand?
Yes.
All right. So this is what happened. When Kuwait revalued their currency, everybody that had it, all their servants, workers, gas station attendants, plumbers, whatever they are, who were from out of the country, all became rich and walked off the job. That's what they were trying to avoid. That's why they would say, hey, we're not going to do it. Because they didn't want all of their servants going out getting as much as they can, revaluing it, and walking off the job. So then they had to import all these other people. Iraq is different. Because it's all of their national people who live there. Everybody's going to have the same currency, share the wealth. And they don't, well, they're going to start paying them. Matter of fact, I forgot to tell you guys, ACL went through again today, and they signed the new oil contracts today, so they could start paying the ACL payments. Even though they said they were going to wait till 2019, I think they're going to do it when this announcement is made, so probably November, because they were supposed to start in September. But anyway, that's the difference. Iraq wants all their people to know, where Kuwait did not want theirs to know. Not their citizens, because it didn't matter about their citizens. They're going to pay them anyway. But they didn't want their workforce to actually know how to become rich overnight. That's the difference between them. So Iraq's not trying to frustrate you because they're putting out all these articles telling you this is what we're going to do. We're getting ready to do it. This is how it works. They're putting it on television. They got it in all the universities, the banks. They're holding classes. They're telling everybody over there. They are not trying to hide it.
Okay. And referring back to when you spoke about that person's currency not being legitimate, if all currency was purchased as far as dongos through a bank like Chase or Wells Fargo and you have all your receipts, you shouldn't have a problem with any of that currency. And as far as the dinar goes, if it was purchased, if people went out and purchased it through a currency exchange center like they have in the malls, do you run the chance then of any of your currency being not legitimate?
I'm going to tell you two things. First of all, I can't guarantee any of it is legitimate or not, because it happens both ways. So there are people who bought currency from these individuals that were selling it, mom, pop, or these guys who were doing these pyramid schemes, selling dinar and everything. So I don't know where you bought yours, if it's good or not. If I bought mine at the bank back then when Wells Fargo and everybody was selling it, I'd feel comfortable. If I bought it from some of the big dealers, I would feel comfortable. But I already had mine checked out. I'm telling you guys, I took mine to the bank, had it verified anyway. So, but I would feel comfortable. But that doesn't mean everybody is that way. I don't want everybody to be nervous or anything, but I mean, I don't know. I will tell you this story, though. I went to the credit union, and I went to get, I got out $1,000. This is a credit union on a military base. I got out $1,000. I went to an office place, and I was buying some office equipment, and I gave them $300, and they were all fake. Now, I just came from the credit union to the office place, and the lady scanned it. So I had, I mean, that's when they had that ink pen. So she said, I'm supposed to call Secret Service. I said, okay, I understand what you're supposed to do, but I'm taking these three back to this credit union. And that's exactly what I did. I took them back to the credit union and said, hey, I need $20 bills for these. And I gave them right back to God. The point of the story is just simply this. I can't promise you any of them are real. If I went to a bank and got counterfeit currency, anything can happen. But be on guard. That's all. And it could happen with more than just Iraq dinar or dong. It could happen with U.S. dollars.
Okay, and my final question is, when you were talking about the oil prices going up, do you feel that it is a good idea that when we go to the exchange, that unless we are going for contract rates or unless we can get contract rates, that we exchange some and hold back for as those prices go up?
First mouth, second mouth, third mouth, right?
Right.
Okay, don't be the first mouth. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you just want to go in and say, I'll be back in 5 days, 10 days, now that's not what they want. I guarantee you that's not the way they want you to do it. But that makes sense to me.
All right, well, they want it all at once, obviously. But
yeah,
that isn't always in our best interest.
That's right. Because eventually they're going to get it anyway. You're going to get it anyway. Just, you know, let me raise the rate up some first, and then you help me raise it some more.
Okay. All right. Thank you for taking my calls. Right now, my husband is in the hospital, so we're hoping he's going to get out this weekend. And
okay,
hopefully next week is going to be a good week for us. And thank you both again. And again, my condolences to you both.
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry to hear about him being in the hospital. And yes, I hope he's out quickly. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
281 area code. You are on.
Hello, Ray and Tony.
Hey there.
Hey.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you got to me today. I was like, okay, we only have an hour. They may not be able to get to me. Sorry for your loss, I understand. I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
On the text that you guys sent out a little earlier about the Treasury releases the proposed regulations on the opportunity zones, I mean, I kind of thought of, I think I understand, but Tony, can you give me a little bit of insight as to what does that really mean in your words?
In my words, every city has areas of town that they're rebuilding, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they have tax incentives, tax deferment and things if you move into those rehab zones. So
uh-huh.
The federal government has actually come out with some projects of their own. And they're actually throughout the country dealing those same cities where they're now going to let you invest for 10, 20 years, their tax deferment programs, and you get your interest on there. So I want you to be aware of those because you can go and build, you know, a brand new children's hospital, or you can build 20, 30 houses in this area.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You can ask the city for tax incentives. You can ask the county for tax incentives. Now you can ask the federal government for tax incentives. and then interest on your money that you're letting them use for these projects. So it's money on top of money. But now they have designated and letting you know in advance, because most times you don't know about these. You got to be in the game, okay? By in the game, I mean in real estate, investors, things like that. But now they're putting their information right out front here for everybody to see, and that's why I shared it with you guys.
Okay. So, I mean, this may be a silly question, but like they say, you ask if you feel like you are doubtful. Why do you feel that they're doing this at this point? I mean, does this kind of, do you think that since we know what's coming down the pipe, this could be a good time for them to, in their mind, for them to do this, or has nothing to do
with it? Well, yeah, it is a good time because they know what, you know, a bunch of people are going to have a lot of money. They need to put someplace. Then let's give them someplace to put it. That's all. So the, and they probably planned 8 years ago or 5 years ago to release it when the RV was getting ready to happen, and they just never have. This time they did. Oh. Now, they say it's part of the new administration's tax plan, and it could be because a bunch of rich people, I'm talking about you guys, are about to save a whole lot of money getting involved in these programs.
That's what I was thinking, but I just kind of wanted to, you know, kind of get, see what you thought about that, you know, because we in the Donar community that's not in the know of having sources, we always have our Donar goggles on. So anything that seems suspicious, we kind of want to correlate it with that. But I just wanted to kind of get your idea on that. Okay, well, I won't.
Okay, this is what I need you to do. And I need everybody to do. Okay? You know, go back through your plan this weekend. I mean, from the very beginning, I'm picking up the phone, I'm making my appointment, I'm going through, I'm negotiating my money, I'm doing it. But start thinking about more of, I have my money, what do I do now? Not how I go buy the Bentley, but you know, you don't know every time you got a flat, it's going to cost you 15 grand. And, you know, you only had 400,000 to start with. But how do I best put my money to work to create my future? I'm no longer thinking about the Nard Dong and that, because over the weekend, you know, bought all you bought. You don't need to think about that. You need to start thinking about dollars. What do I do with these dollars so I can hit the ground moving? Because, like anything, people who get the first shot at it, then are probably going to get the best shot at it as far as where to put your money.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you guys have a good weekend. Talk to you later.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Ray, I got to go.
Yes. Okay.
Did you hear me? I got to go.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, guys, so let me tell you this. So we've gotten one, two, three, four, probably five texts while we're here telling us about the memo I was telling you guys about, telling us about a start time, telling us about who they're waiting on to release it, and telling us a time frame to look for. I didn't mention it, didn't put it all out there, every bit of it, but I just told you, go back through this weekend and be ready for what you're going to do with dollars. So, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, well, I actually did tell you the banks were gearing up for Monday. Anyway, but it could happen on Saturday. But also, we don't know what day they're actually going to take the vote. I did tell you that Iraq side is, when they take the vote, be ready to go, because it's going to be on and cracking right after that, as it was explained. And right after that doesn't mean 10 minutes after that or 2 hours after that, because people start saying, well, where's it at? Where's it at? But they do have a time frame set. So whichever one is right, whatever day it happens, looks like everybody is right at the starting line, ready to go. Okay? So, no 2019, which I already said didn't make any sense. It's an idiot telling you that. And we will see it by the end of the month, as long as the vote goes through. All right, Ray, got to go.
Okay. Have fun.
All right.
All right,
guys. Have a good weekend.
Okay. We're going to wrap this one on up and let it stay short and have info to work from. We had quite a few things to come in just during this hour that we're going to get some more confirmations on, other things. Bottom line, we've been doing this, working at this long. You've been waiting just this long. What's another few more hours or another few more days to get the best out of this deal? Because just right here at the close of the evening, information just starts coming in the last hour. What do you think is going to be like when the light turns green and all currencies are exchangeable at a new rate? Information is going to flow 10 times as fast and 10 times as frequent as it is doing this evening, I'm sure, with us. So patience is a virtue. But you don't in there for the contract rate. But anything else, you be best to wait. That's going to do it for us for this Friday. Fantabulous Friday. Enjoy your weekend. If anything else pops out, you know, we'll send you the text message to let you know. We'll post it in the forum, in the chat room. We'll get the information out to you in the most expedient way that we can, but you make sure that you are ready to receive it when it comes. Don't miss out. It's your turn. It's your time. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe God's gonna do it.
Yes, He will.
your storm is over, I still believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe.
What do you believe?
It's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
Yes, excited about your future. Each one.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
My layaway's expired.
My bills are overdue.
I need to buy some more dinar.
But which one should I choose?
You know, it could be at midnight.
Man, there's hopium in the air.
A blast just hit the screen, guys.
Man, I think we're there.
I think we're there.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day. There was a glitch in the system.
That's what they say.
The bank screens now are open.
But there's a hold on the rate.
They didn't push the button.
But the call centers are all manned.
The rates are going higher.
It's more than we can stand.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
They say there is a meeting
in Reno and D.C.
There are dignitaries arriving
on plane, land, and seas.
The smart cars are all loaded.
But how could this be?
Lord, we're still waiting for our RV.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We're just waiting for the call every day. We are just waiting for the call.
Hello.
Hey, is this my private banker?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. Listen, I just wanted to call and set up my appointment for our cash exchange.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're talking about.
You know our appointment for our cash exchange, right?
Right. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is
stop.
A
stop. This session is no longer being recorded.
Enjoy your Friday. We're out of here.